Okay, item number two, discussion and consideration of nomination for the Community Development Block Grant Committee, the CDBG Committee. This nomination needs to either be a commissioner or a mayor, and the recommendation from UBAG was that either Mayor Coombs or myself, Commissioner Tippetts, be the nomination for that board member. I'm somewhat hesitant to throw my hat into the ring for that, considering that I'm going to be the chair for the RRC next year.
I knew that railroad went both ways.
Well, yeah, thanks for staying.
I think that's why he's actually here. Yeah,
I know.
He was seeing if he could interrupt the railroad.
And I do think that there's some logic, at least, in it, that nomination resting with the mayor, because of the there's a lot more eligibility with the town in the CDBG program versus the county based on the income requirements.
Plus the fact that you've, which may be a detriment to us, but the fact that you've been involved in it already.
Well, after going through that process with the senior center, I swore to hell I was never going to do anything again with the CDBG. But I already told Lori that I was good to go with it.
Well, if the mayor would be willing to accept his nomination, I would make the motion that the county
be represented by the mayor, by Mayor Coombs,
and I would make that motion that we nominate him to fill that board position.
You want a motion from us, or you're making the motion?
I'm making the motion.
I'll second
that. I'm not going to wait around for you guys.
I don't have a say.
So you want to be the engineer and the conductor? Okay.
In this situation, yes.
He's being a signal man, too.
He wants to run the locomotive and the caboose.
And stop it so he can pick you up.
There you go.
Well, I'd appreciate the fact that the mayor's here to have the discussion.
Absolutely.
And also willing to do it. It's important.
I'll second the motion.
So we have a motion and a second to nominate Mayor Coombs to fill the board position for the CDBG committee. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
So you'll be the CDBG Policy Committee representative for the AOG as it's Daggett County's turn to provide that person. So wonderful. Thank you very much.
Got it. Yeah, they indicated to me that there was four meetings a year that you had to be to in Salt Lake. And then there was some kind of retreat, but she didn't go into any detail what that was about. So
probably learn the rules.
Probably.
It's a significant time commitment, and thank you for being willing to make that commitment.
Yes. It's okay. It'll be not unlike my representation on the CID board for the AOG. It'll be very similar.
Maybe knocking on your door a little bit. So.
Other than I don't know CDBG.
That's what I thought.
I really.
Well, the good news is that Laurie does, and and she's very, very accessible and helpful.
Yes, I know. She is.
Well, thank you.
And I'll be relying on her quite a bit as the chair of the our RC next year as well. So thank goodness for her. Mm-hmm. Okay, item number three, discussion and consideration of opening a bank account for the RDA. I believe so.
Well, we're waiting. In terms of correspondence, were we supposed to or bring out that resignation letter or not?
Certainly can.
I didn't know.
Well, I thought maybe she would respond, or if she
was anticipating that or not.
I don't know what she was anticipating. I don't know.
To the point on that, okay. In the letter it said she would stay on 2 weeks. Did we give her that opportunity?
I don't know if she took that.
I'd rather have that discussion off the record.
Okay.
Let's talk.
I guess my question is: is that person working or not, or is it in limbo?
In my mind, it's in limbo at this point. I think it would be beneficial in a lot of ways if there would be an opportunity to kind of debrief and transition. But I was unclear on that as of last week.
Okay.
If Brian's not here yet, Marjorie's going to try and call her.
I would table it until next week if we need to.
Okay. So I know just a little bit of background.
I understand the reasoning, but at this stage of the game, my motion would be if she's not here, I'd table it.
Very good.
Did you get a hold of Craig Smith about that?
Yes. I told him that I would send him an email outlining all of the issues.
Okay.
And haven't heard back from him yet.
Okay.
But we're communicating. And then in regards to what Jack brought up earlier, after you're finished, if you can just give me 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
I'll kick that email out to everybody and do it in black.
All right. Do we have any closed session?
Yes, there is one. I just got an email from her just now. We can recess if you want. I'll call her and come back and finish.
Are you talking about Brian?
No.
Oh, okay.
A closed session. As far as the bank account on the RDA, is there other information that we need to make that decision, or do we just need to make a decision to say go forward?
My recommendation is that we do that.
Okay.
Just for clarification purposes.
So there was a conversation between Carrie and Brianne that Brianne shared with me that Carrie's, if we're going to do that, we need to completely break them apart, have separate meetings, everything. And she has gotten the word from the auditors that we don't need to do that.
Okay.
But...
So my recommendation right now would be to table it and okay. that there's more room for more discussion. It sounds like
and Jack,
if you're...
Actually, part of that email to Craig Smith was that one of those issues. So.
Okay.
Well, Craig in the past has always said we're fine doing that. That's the closed session.
Okay.
So we're fine doing it the way we were doing it. In the past he said that, but...
And the auditor concurs.
Well, it seems... So, but I haven't seen anything in writing that way. So I'll
clarify that with Craig, because I know Neil and I thought that it should be separated.
So it sounds to me like there's a good time for a meeting with Craig Smith, with the auditor, with the treasurer, and yourself, and us, to maybe...
And that's what we were trying to do today, in a sense, but it didn't happen, I guess. Because... Carrie's not here today at all. She's gone all week. So
to my point, let's table it and rename it. It's not just the bank account. It sounds like separation of powers. is the issue relative to the REA and the commission.
And I don't want to call it separation of power, but just...
You come up with a name.
I'll come up with a name.
But it's more than a bank account.
It's more than just a bank account.
Okay.
Very good. So the motion
is to
table until next week?
Till somebody arranges everybody to be in the same room at the same time.
Until an appropriate time.
Or on the phone.
Okay.
So I'll second it, but so with what you said, they'll everybody be there. You won't be there next week.
So it won't be next week.
So it won't be next week. Very good.
Good point.
So we have a motion and a second to table item number 3 until such time as it's appropriate and we have the right people in attendance. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And it sounds like...
is this exchange or lease of real property?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my understanding.
And it's in and out as well? It's part RDA? Or as much RDA as anything?
I think it's probably entirely RDA.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we go into closed session for the purposes of possible purchase, exchange, or lease of real property in and out. Or RDA, whichever way you want to do it. RDA, I guess. I'll make that motion.
Second.
We tabled it till next week, till 2 weeks from now.
It's a call.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to go into closed session for the purposes stated. All in favor?
Jack Lytle, aye.
Randy Acey, aye.
Matt Tippett, aye. Kat,
I'm going on my railroad now.
Okay.
let me know if you want.
I hear the whistle.
Did you get a same item?
We need to.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to change things, so I'll send you the link because I just got your email like 2 minutes ago. I'm Brian, by the way.
Okay.
So, Kat, right now we're in the open session link. We're going to close out of this link and send you a closed session link.
Okay, perfect. I will sign back into that. See you in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
And we're recessing until that happens, right?
Yeah.